Bubber. When Bubber came on board, the band bent wild, dug deep into that yowl-soaked jungle sound. An uncaged animal, the creeper wailed, freaking the floor of the Nouveau Cotton Club into Art Deco apocalypse. Without his wicked beats, they just had tunes. He did the plunger thing like nobody's business, a walloping cut-up who went swooping through the moosh with such wet panache it even made Duke do a double-take. Straight out of Hell's Kitchen, he spoke the word of Harlem's new primitive, a throaty vocalese of torn vowels. Played the self-styled Renaissance man, flashing gold teeth to match that illustrious, lustrous horn. Just so much blurt and swagger was an act he did for kicks. And a damn good one, too. The flip side of that happy-go-lucky, moon-faced, slim brown boy who'd first appeared in New York. All too soon, the liquor of success went to his head, and hard. A few years after he was fired, consumption took him down, splutter and spit clogging his valves, blood on the old mouthpiece. Shadows recite black and tan fantasy, without a second thought for his snuffed life.